climate change and increased Arctic activity are projected to offset declines in toxic human emissions. A recent study from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology predicts warmer temperatures will cause contaminants stored in the Earth to re-emit back into the atmosphere. In addition, increases in Arctic vessel traffic and oil and gas drilling will multiply pollutant concentrations. KNOM's Anna Rose MacArthur reports from Nome.
Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. These pollutants release from burning oil, coal, and wood. They are carcinogenic, take a long time to break down, and they accumulate in the Arctic. And though human emissions of these contaminants are expected to decrease over the next several decades, climate change and increased Arctic activity are projected to partially offset this decline. Though largely discharged at mid-latitude, these semi-volatile pollutants join the atmosphere and transport across continents. Then, entering the Arctic, the toxins condense under the cold temperatures and fall out of the atmosphere. Carrie Friedman is a postdoctoral researcher at MIT and lead author on the study.
So you get this, what's called a grasshopper phenomenon, where pollutants just keep on making jumps northward into cold regions where they can condense and then accumulate.
The Arctic acts as a repository for these toxins, and small shifts in concentration, Friedman says, make a big impact. So by measuring the changing ratio of these pollutants in the Arctic, scientists can evaluate global emissions. Furthermore, they can determine if the toxins stem from human production or from rising temperatures causing these pollutants to re-emit from the Earth.
We've found that the Arctic, because it's so sensitive to these small changes, it can be used as sort of a place to keep an eye on how the world is reacting to changes in emissions and changes in our weather.
Friedman says these pollutants are not yet a health concern for the Arctic, but as accumulation continues, temperatures increase, and shipping and drilling multiply, they could soon become one. So with pollutant levels predicted to escalate in the Arctic, this study establishes a baseline of current toxin levels. As those numbers shift, scientists can determine how increases in Arctic activity are adding to those ratios.
We expect pH emissions to go up quite a bit in the Arctic because of the projected activities happening there as ice breaks up, like increased shipping, increased looking for oil and gas. So this was a way to sort of get a baseline of how much pH is coming from a long-distance transport versus locally as we move into the future.
The next step for this research, Friedman says, is studying another type of persistent organic pollutant, manufactured POPs, and how they behave under future climate and emission simulations, and how those chemicals transport through ocean currents. Reporting from KNOM in Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.